Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
So now we're early in November, and it's bound to be about my favorite time of the year.
Is it coming? It is.
Tell us about Blockfest in Mitchell County.
Blockfest is coming to Mitchell County in the middle of November. We are so excited. Our public sessions are Thursday, November the 14th from 1:30 to 6:30, and on Saturday on November the 16th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
So now Blockfest in Mitchell County, when you have it, it's at First Presbyterian.
It is.
And that's Greenwood Road?
It is. Sure.
Most everybody knows where that is, but we probably should mention it's 970 Greenwood Road. It's really a fun thing and a learning thing for kids of all ages, but it's geared towards kind of the smaller ones. Tell us about it.
It is. Blockfest wraps all of that up in a really neat package because they are learning so much when they're playing with blocks, but they don't really know that they're learning as much as they are.
That's always good.
So we have five separate block stations of different kinds of blocks. We have small cubes, planks, what they call unit blocks, large and small foam blocks, and cardboard boxes that look like bricks. And so they go from station to station to station playing with those different types of blocks. And block play in the early years really helps build that foundation for STEM learning, or science, technology, engineering, and math learning. And so not only is it a tremendous amount of fun, it's very, very educational.
Well, it really is. When you think about it a minute, it's logical and you know it. But if nothing else at Blockfest, you will learn that you can't put down one block, then two blocks, then three blocks, and build the triangle upside down. It's not going to support itself after a little bit.
That's exactly right. So it really works on problem solving and just learning all those concepts of dimension and how high you can build stuff, how low you can build stuff. Do you build out? Do you build up? And sometimes the demolition is as much fun as the construction.
So now how do we demolish?
Well, lots of ways you can do that. You can just push it over, or you can kick it over. You want to make sure everybody's out of the way before you do any of this demolition or demolishes. But it's really cool to watch what the kids make. A lot of times they like to see if they can make towers that are taller than they are. And then, like I said, they have other friends who want to help with the demolition of it. So, you can knock stuff down in all kinds of ways.
So again, it's set up in different stations, different size block. This is the public sessions. Now you have it available to preschools in the area, that type thing. And that's in the time other than the public sessions.
That's right. We invite our child care providers to come to this because it's a great field trip to get the little ones out, and they play with blocks. With the licensing and all of that, their child care providers are required to have so many blocks, and that's what I know about that. But it's a great way to remind folks of the importance of block play and how really valuable that is in the learning process.
So now for the public session, what age groups do you usually suggest come to Blockfest?
2 to 8 or 9 years old. We have littles who come and enjoy it. I have seen teenagers come with younger siblings because there was something planned for a little bit later on in the day and there might not have been time to make two trips. And the older siblings really enjoy playing with the little ones. They might not admit it.
Of course not.
Just really neat to watch and see that. And so on the public days, we really encourage the parents to play with the kids in the block so that they're both learning from block play.
Yeah. And, of course, as usual with the partnership, it's free.
It is free. It is absolutely free and is a great thing to do. Like if you have a Thursday afternoon off or a Saturday morning and you're thinking, what can we do this morning? We would love to see you come on out to Blockfest.
Okay. So and that's going to be at the First Presbyterian Church in Spruce Pine on
Thursday, November the 14th from 1:30 to 6:30, and Saturday, November the 16th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And they need to wear socks. Is that real?
Well, what we would ask that they do is when they come in, take their shoes off. We have a spot marked for shoes. And so we ask that they take their shoes off, help keep the mats clean and the blocks and all that good stuff. So, and it's inside, you know, it'll be inside the fellowship hall. It's carpeted and all that good
stuff.
So
if you want socks, that'll be fine. But you do ask them to take their shoes off.
We do.
Well, I've always seen that on the thing. And as many times we talked about Blockfest, I don't think we've ever discussed socks.
But that's why we ask that they wear socks.
Well, that's great. And, of course, Blockfest is one of those things that started in Avery County, and now it is actually available at different times of the year in Mitchell County and Yancey County.
It is. We do it once a year in all three counties, and we are so appreciative to the High Country Charitable Foundation for making that possible. And then, of course, our partners that let us set up the event. The Presbyterian Church in Spruce Pine has been so wonderful, and then St. Thomas, and then the Presbyterian Church in Newland have been so generous with their time and space.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Well, Blockfest is coming up in Mitchell County. Folks should just take advantage of it and have fun. Build something fun.
We would love to see folks come out. There may or may not be some adult block play. You know, we enjoy that as much as the kids do. So, but we would really love for folks to come out and enjoy this opportunity.
Well, good luck with it. Thanks for stopping by and telling us about
Thank you, Bruce.
Again, thank you to our guest today, Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.